السلام عليكم. Thank you for all. Thank you for all. Thank you for following safety measures and guidelines. But please continue to use your own judgment, exercise, and as you feel necessary. Just a few reminders, inshallah, before we begin our khutbah. Every Sunday, Sheikh Shahid continues his class on Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith starting at 10:45. We will not have tafsir this Sunday. Tafsir will resume on Sunday, September 27th at noon, inshallah. This evening, MRG will be hosting a discussion on feminism, exploring the concepts of equality on and Islam's perspective on the important on this important topic. Join us on Zoom, Facebook, or YouTube. Inshallah, the talk will be at 7:45 by Ustada Lubna Mullah. On Sunday, September 27th, and Sunday, October 4th, Access California will be holding a third annual Peace of Mind Conference. This event brings together many health and well-being professionals for the benefit of our communities. For complete details, please check out the newsletter or visit accesscal.org. Also, in this week's newsletter, you may have noticed that the City of Garden Grove is conducting a survey to see what kind of services and developments are needed. Please take a few minutes to share your opinions with your city management and planning officials, and a reminder to submit your census information. These are just some of the ways we can take responsibility of our civic duties. And please, after the khutbah, please remember to exit one row at a time and use the 11th Street parking lot to drive out. Assalamu alaikum.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وخليله وصفيه من خلقه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى ترك الأمة على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. وأما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وإن كل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول عز من قائل في كتابه الكريم بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. I start by seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil and accursed devil. I start in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask for His forgiveness, we seek His guidance and His assistance in all of our affairs. I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his last and final messenger. He delivered the message, fulfilled the covenant, and fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he left this ummah on a pure white state, and whoever deviates from it shall be doomed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of submission. On this beautiful Friday, we praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us both the will and the ability to be here. Many of our brothers and sisters wanted to be here, but they were not able to because of the limitations. And others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even give them the will, but He gave us the will. So we thank and we praise Allah for both giving us both the will and the ability. I wanted to speak today about recalibrating our minds back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we go back to Allah? How do we recalibrate our minds? I was listening to the story of a king or a khalif who was once riding, and he came across a graveyard. All of a sudden, a Bedouin ran up to him, and he yelled at him, and he said, Oh, ya Majnoon, oh, you crazy one. And so this Khalif came down from his horse, and he started laughing. And he said, I'm the crazy one, or you? And so this Bedouin, he says some very, very profound things. He told him, You have constructed your palace. You've invested so much in building a house here. But have you looked around here? Have you constructed your home for the Akhirah? Have you constructed your home, which you're going to be living in for many, many years, more than you have lived in your palace? And so the king, the Khalif, was taken aback because he forgot that whatever amount he will live above the ground will be a lot less than the amount that he lives under the ground. And so the Bedouin says, You know this is the case, and yet you have not constructed anything. So you hate to leave that which is constructed for that which is unconstructed. And so the Khalif, he looked at him, he says, Okay, advise me, give me something to take away. And the Bedouin responded to him and he said, I counsel you to stick to the book of Allah, because in it is the news, in it is the glad tidings, in it is the lessons that you can learn for the future. And the Khalif was taken aback, and so he says, What you told me is so profound, tell me what you want and I will give you anything that you ask for. The Bedouin told him, I want three things. If you can give them to me, I will be grateful. And he says, ask away. The first thing he says, I want you to add years to my life. And the Khalif said, I cannot. He says, the next thing that I want is I want you to protect me from the angel of death. And the Khalif said, impossible. I cannot do that. And he said, the third request that I have is for you to enter me into Jannah. And the Khalif just was silent. He didn't know how to respond. And so the Bedouin responded to the Khalif and he told him, then know, I want you to know that you are not a king. You're just a servant of the king. You're a fellow colleague. You're a fellow object, a subject of the king. And that is why I have no need of you. And in this, we begin to understand what does it mean to recalibrate. Recalibration occurs when you're on the path and then you begin to slowly veer away and you have to manually recollect yourself and recalibrate, realign to get back on the straight path. How do we realign our minds to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Considering all that we've been seeing across the world with COVID, which I was just mentioning to some brothers, I read in an article that if you take the amount of coronavirus from all across the world and you gather it together on a scale, it would come out to be less than 1.5 grams. And you consider that less than 1.5 grams has caused the entire world to bow down to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we think about this, how do we recalibrate? And so some of the things that I wanted to talk about today is think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran 35 times in some sort of version or another or a derivative of it, that Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That Allah is able to do anything. He is upon everything able and competent. So when we think about that, anything that you ask, anything that Allah wills, will happen. 35 times of those, 6 of them occurred in Surah Al-Baqarah and 4 of them in Ali Imran, which goes to speak about the importance of these two surahs and about the message that Allah is sending us, that He is able to do anything. And in that sense, even though we know this and we recite this during Ramadan, we come to the masjid, we hear it in salah, we forget, we get distracted. Why? Because Allah said we will get distracted. 4 times in the Quran, Allah says that إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. Or اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله. In Surah Al-Ankabut, in Surah Al-Hadid, in Surah Muhammad, and in Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that this dunya is amusement. This dunya is distraction. This dunya is a distraction. But Allah continues to send us reminders. With people dying, our family members, I was actually thinking about, I went to school here at OCS, and I looked at my yearbook the other day, and some of my classmates, people who are younger than me actually, have already returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet here I am thinking, I'm trying to build something for the future, I'm trying to establish something for my family, for my kids, for my wife, for my grandkids, and I'm forgetting because I'm getting distracted by this dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told me is lahu wa la'ib. Even Muhammad Ali, he says, I kept on saying that I am the greatest, I am the greatest. But Allah gave me this disease, which is Parkinson's, to remind me that He is the greatest, not me. And in this sense, he got distracted by the dunya until he was recalibrated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability and the will to recalibrate ourselves before it is too late. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri said, I read in 90 different spots, 90, almost 100 different times in the Quran, Allah said that He takes care of the rizq, of the provisions for His servants. And only one time in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر. The shaitan promises you poverty. And Imam Hassan al-Basri, he said, those 90 promises of Allah where He takes care of our provision and our rizq, we had doubt in them. And we believed the one where the shaitan promises poverty. So we follow the shaitan, we follow the lahu, we follow this dunya. Even though the ratio of 90 to 1 is an absolutely imperative ratio. There is no comparison. And so it's time for us to recalibrate. When we do this, in order to do this, we need to have faith like the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. We need to think about the examples that Allah has given us in the Quran, as the Bedouin told the Khalif. He told him that this dunya is la'ban lahu, but you should take care to understand that Allah is able to do anything. Now if you think about the logic and the science, and then you think about Allah's maqdira, of course one outweighs the other. In absolute sheer science and logic, you would think that a fire burns someone. If you put your hand on the fire, it will burn you. But with Allah, the entire body of Ibrahim alayhi salam was engulfed in the fire and it didn't burn him. So when Allah wants something, it will happen. Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah did not want the fire to burn Ibrahim. And what happened? The fire did not burn Ibrahim. If you think about science and logic, it will tell you that if you put a baby who doesn't know how to swim in the ocean, in the sea, it will drown. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Musa alayhi salam was thrown in the sea and he didn't drown. Why? Because Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. This is why we need to recalibrate. When we think, what can Allah do? He can do everything. He can do anything. When you think about science and logic, you think if you go to the top of a mountain during the flood, you'll be protected. But the son of Nuh, alayhi salam, was on top of the mountain and he drowned. Why? Because Allah willed it. So it's time for us to recalibrate. If you think about science and logic, you'll believe that a virgin cannot give birth. A lady who is not inseminated cannot have birth. But with Allah's power, Maryam alayhi salam was able to give birth to a messenger. Why? Because Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So it's time for us to recalibrate. If you think about Prophet Musa and Fir'aun, Prophet Musa in his weakness, at his lowest point as a baby who doesn't know anything, he cannot save himself, he cannot even eat, he cannot speak, he's just in this little cradle in the sea. He didn't drown. Yet, at the same time, Fir'aun in all of his might and all of his power, with his entire army around him, he drowned in the Red Sea. Why? Because Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. It's time for us to recalibrate. If you think about the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, Prophet Yusuf was thrown in the well. And because Allah wanted to save him, he made the entire caravan that was traveling at the time become thirsty. Why? So they can stop and drink water from where? From the well that Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was in. Why? Because he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala kulli shayin qadir. He did this so he can get Prophet Yusuf out of the well. So it's time for us to recalibrate. You continue the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Prophet Yusuf, during the time of Prophet Yusuf, the Aziz of Misr, the Aziz of Egypt, Allah did not allow him to have kids, even with all of his wealth and his riches. Allah did not allow him to have kids. Why? So that he can adopt Prophet Yusuf and be a family for him. Because he wanted to give Prophet Yusuf the family, because he wanted to give him learning and protection. Because Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So it's time for us to recalibrate. You continue the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah inserted a dream into the mind of Fir'aun, into the mind of the king of Egypt. And he wasn't able to sleep. Why? Because he needed someone to interpret the dream. Allah did this so he can get Yusuf alayhi salam out of prison. Because Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. It's time for us to recalibrate. That Allah will do anything to help you if you go to Him. Imagine Yusuf is in prison and Allah, in order to save him out of prison, instead of breaking the walls or whatever, He planted a dream, which is something we cannot even touch. It's intangible. He planted a dream in the mind of the king so that he can exit Prophet Yusuf out of prison. You continue that the interpretation of the dream was that 7 years Egypt will have provisions and riches, and then for 7 years there will be a drought and the people will starve. Why did Allah do this? So that the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam can become the Aziz of Misr and he alone can be in control of the provisions of Egypt. Why? Because Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So it's time for us to recalibrate. Prophet Yusuf went from prison, from the well to a prison to become the king of Egypt. No one can eat, no one can have any provisions without Prophet Yusuf signing off on that, without Prophet Yusuf saying, okay, give them this much. To show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His might can do whatever He wants. إن في كل يوم جمعة ساعة إجابة فدع الله أن تكون هذه الساعة ودع الله بالاستغفار. Every Friday there is one hour in which Allah سبحانه وتعالى accepts all دعاء. Pray that this is the hour, and in that hour pray for forgiveness. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام loved Allah سبحانه وتعالى, but he also loved his son. However, when the time came for him to sacrifice his son, Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام showed us that he loved Allah more. And so what happened? Ibrahim didn't sacrifice, Allah commanded him to sacrifice his son. But Ibrahim himself did not sacrifice his son. He sacrificed his attachment to his son. Why? Because anything that was going to take him away from Allah, he was going to cut it off. So many of us are attached to this dunya as the Khalif was. Many of us are attached, we love this car, we love this house, we love this person. And then Allah shows us sign after sign to let us know that we should cut off all of our attachments except the ones that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificed his son, or sacrificed his attachment to his son, Allah returned to him that sacrifice in a much purer version. He returned to him his son with an entire progeny, descendants that out of them came the greatest of all mankind, came Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Out of that sacrifice, Allah caused us to be here today in this masjid. Allah caused this building to be here. All of this because Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificed his attachment to his son. And in that sense, we have to, again, recalibrate, because we have to remember that Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. There's a saying that says, وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهُ فِي لَحْظَةٍ مَا يُغَيِّرُ كُلَّ الَّذِي تَظُنُّهُ لَا يَتَغَيَّرُ. It may be such that in one moment, everything that you thought was impossible, Allah will make it possible. And in that sense, I'll leave with this story. There's a story of a Chinese man who was farming. He's an almond farmer. And as a little kid, he was playing and he found a kind of, I'd like to say, a tool that he used as a hammer. For 25 years, every time he wanted to open an almond, he used this hammer and he smashed that and he ate what he wanted. And so one time in his shop, a little kid came in and he took that hammer and he hit it on one of the almonds. And all of a sudden that hammer, the tool, exploded and it killed the boy. And so they looked and they found that this hammer was in fact a landmine. It was a bomb that he had found in the fields. And he was using it to knock his almond. And in this sense you think, for 25 years he was knocking on the door of death. He had this bomb that he was using to open his provision. But Allah willed that he stays alive. And Allah willed that that little child dies with that bomb. To show us that Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So it's time for us to recalibrate. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافينا واعف عنا وتجاوز عن سيئاتنا. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة الفردوس الأعلى. Oh Allah, allow us to enter into the highest levels of paradise. Oh Allah, allow us to focus our concentration on worshiping you. Oh Allah, allow us to recalibrate our minds. Oh Allah, allow us to turn back to you. Oh Allah, do not allow us to be distracted by this dunya. Oh Allah, allow us to not be distracted by this dunya and to worship you with sincerity and with compassion. Oh Allah, allow us to enter into the highest realms of paradise with your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be in his company and the company of the prophets who had full faith in you. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.